Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Sin City. I'm changing all this shit. What's good? Liquor Store, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Man, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Bullshit. Bullshit after bullshit. No more of this damn introduction shit. I'm through with it. How y'all doing? On another this Sin City, this your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Give me a second, y'all. Give me a second. I need a second. Okay, now we good. What's going on, y'all? Sorry about the inconvenience. Like I said, having a lot of technical difficulty as of lately, but nevertheless, we still gonna do what we do. We do what we do every week. So now, what's happening, good people?
Nothing.
Okay. So now that we got everything established and we got everything good, I am frustrated beyond the point of frustration. I am. But once again, we got to be professional and the show must go on. So we're not going to let this small in the window bother us. You know what I mean? Not me, Vern.
I need it.
All right, but now check this out, y'all. I got a question. Now, my thing is this, and we had this conversation. Me and a couple of guys had this conversation. How do you keep a woman's attention that you just met? How do I keep your attention? How do I keep you wanting me or want to talk to me or want to deal with me? In all honesty, how do I keep your attention?
I mean, it got to be more than, I mean, for y'all just met, so sex is not involved. So if sex is not involved, I mean, is that what you're saying? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm asking from a woman's point of view. How do I keep your attention?
You'd have to reach her mind. I mean, you have to keep her, interested. I mean, if y'all don't have no good conversation, I mean, it's with the conversation. If you fine with not talking to her all day and then you think she's going to still be interested or that's going to still keep her attention, I mean, that goes with new relationships and old relationships. Then you get used to not talking to that person.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, Liquor Store, let me ask you, how do I keep your attention if I just met you?
I don't know. Make me feel like you want me. You know,
text messages, phone calls, pop up visits. You know, let me know that you want me. I mean,
whoa! Did you say pop up visits?
Yeah.
You said pop. Now I thought pop up visits was a no no.
Yeah, not when we just met.
Right,
maybe,
that's what
maybe,
I'm
okay. All right, maybe that's
met.
Taking it too far. Okay, maybe
right,
that's taking it too far for the just met thing. Okay, but I mean, you know, shit. Let me know you want me. That's the best I can tell you.
I mean, but okay, like I said, my thing is this. Okay, we was talking me and a couple of guys were talking and, you know, of course, the first thing that I was talking to some old school players, and they was like, shit, you got to flash that cash to keep interested. But then my thing is then, that means you only interested in one thing. You only interested in my money. And I ain't got none, so I only can flash for maybe that day. So now I can flash that Friday, but shit, what's going to happen to me that next Wednesday? Now, I done paid all my bills. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing left but gas money and lunch money. So, shit, how do I keep you interested?
There are a lot of things people can do without using money, but you have to use your imagination. People don't want to take the time out. If it's somebody you really want to be with, then you would take the time to think about the things that she likes.
Okay,
invest in those things, and not money-wise, but invest in that time or whatever it is that you feel would make her happy, and do it.
Okay.
Everything ain't about money. There's 100 ways to put a smile on a woman's face, and it don't have to have shit to do with money, you know?
Okay, well, I'm feeling you on that, but I'm just saying, I mean, shit, let's put it in lamest terms. Shit, you hit with a motherfucker. I mean, shit, way back when we were shorties, remember that song, you gotta have a J-O-B if you wanna be with me? Y'all remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Now, then you got these motherfuckers, then Destiny's Child came out with Bills. I mean, shit, it's, come on now. I mean, we in a day and age where, you know what I'm saying, romance without finance is a goddamn new saying.
Not everybody feels that way.
But you know what, hold on, y'all, hold on. We finna try something. We're going to see if we can get some people to call and to answer. Fuck, because I want to know.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm good. This is Sin City Radio. We were just calling to see if you're doing okay.
I was about to be like, what time is it? What a telemarketer's calling me. I was about to get me. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's a fire. Hey.
Hey, you okay now?
I feel much better. I was ready to cut somebody out.
Yeah, I see the way you really answered the phone really aggressive. How long?
Yeah, I was ready because I seen the caller ID, and I was like, wait a minute, what time is it? Telemarketers is being disrespectful today. They're being disrespectful today. Mm-hmm. So how's everybody? Hold on one second.
Damn. This is the only one
anyway,
I know that puts us on hold. She puts us on hold every time.
What?
Hey, brother,
how
you
doing?
How
y'all doing today?
We doing good. We called you just for this special topic.
Oh, really?
Yes, we did.
What are we talking about tonight?
We trying to figure out how do a man keep a woman's attention.
let me tell you, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I mean, it's easy. If he wants to keep her attention, it's very easy. Come on now. You should know Pimp Daddy.
I mean, come on. For the people that don't know, we need you to explain it to us, Miss Pimpster.
All right. You know, it's all about attention. A woman loves attention, so that means, like, if you gotta, you know, communicate with her ex and what she like all the time and find out what her desires are, you gotta make sure that you're fulfilling every last one of them. You know, some women are not money hungry. You know, they just want attention. They want you to, you know, spend quality time with them, watching TV that you don't want to watch, and, you know, go on places that you really don't want to go, and, you know, stuff like that.
So let me ask you, if I go to Aldi's, am I showing some attention? Well, I hate Aldi's.
If they had to go to Aldi's and you go with them.
Right.
Yeah, you showing them attention, but you know.
So wait a minute. Let me ask.
It depends on how your reaction is while you're there.
Oh damn. Okay, so then I fucked up. Okay. All right. Because
if you mean mugging the whole time, are you huffing and puffing, looking at your watch? You know all that other kind of bullshit. You know what she wants you to. She could have went by herself.
But okay. All right, and you know what? I'm not too old to learn. Now, my thing is, cause see, my thought process was, I went. So what the fuck? Why is you tripping? But I went. But now I got.
When you went, did you hold her hand down the aisle? Did you kiss the back of her neck? Did you ask her? Is there anything that you can get from another aisle
for
her?
Hell no. Hell no.
Okay,
like,
but you didn't really want to go, so you making it miserable.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn, you ain't finished yet? What the fuck you be
see,
going
see, see,
now
see, no.
So I was wrong?
You making her miserable. For what?
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. We got a new caller. All right, man. I was wrong, okay? I'm not, you know. Caller, what's happening?
Good morning, sinners and sinettes.
What's up, baby?
You know
Pimp,
what?
What's
when
happening?
When you said, see, I had to go incognito today. Hey.
Yeah, I see you calling from the number.
Absolutely known that this man was not getting ready to get nothing for nobody if it don't pertain to him. You should have known
that. Hold on. I mean, I went. Now, like I said, I'm not too old to learn.
So you
I'm
deserve a hero cookie because you went with an
right.
attitude, looking at your watch.
I mean,
come on now.
And it's the same thing as you don't want that meal she cooked with an attitude, so she don't want you to shop with her with an attitude. I mean, it goes hand in hand. It's the same shit.
She ain't going, exactly. She going to the grocery store to get something to feed you with. You're not finna go to the grocery store with her, and then you don't get to eat the food she cooking, right? And when she cooking, she ain't throwing the food in your plate and in your face, and then it fall on your lap or nothing, is she?
No. I mean, you right.
My daughter's high fiving you over here. She's high fiving.
I mean, you know.
You know what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me bag all y'all up. Everybody just talking shit. Talking shit about me.
Fuck all y'all.
Now, we get back to this show.
We ain't talking about it. We just saying.
We just keeping it real with you, baby. That's all. You ask, so we giving you the truth.
I'm going to ask no questions if you don't want
another answer. Now, who's that back there? Who's that back there co-signing? Who's that back there co-signing?
Miss Sam's daughter, Red. How you doing?
You don't want to get on the phone.
Well,
you ain't
got to
have no attitude back
there. Don't be talking crazy to me now, because I'm the talking crazy queen. Now, what you want to do?
We got a couple of them on this show
tonight. All I'm saying is you asked the question, and especially if you asked the women, we're going to give you our opinions. So
Red, you should never ask, Mister. Hold on, Red. Now, we talk crazy, but we ain't gonna. Trust me, I ain't gonna get disrespectful with y'all. So you ain't tone it down a little bit, baby.
We ain't getting disrespectful. We having our grown up conversation.
Okay, Red. Now, Red. Red, can I ask you a question?
You're the only man on here and all these women, so you want some? You want a man's point of view? Do you need a man's point of view to talk? Well, now, hold on.
In my defense, my partner quit on me. So, yeah, I'm flying solo. Oh, no, I'm good. But now, my man Molly Ma will probably be on here in a minute. He don't be helping me out none, but nevertheless.
Well, check this out. You want to help him out, Maddie Mac? Anyway, I'm going to go and put my mama back on the phone. Y'all have a good night.
No, hold on. Hold on, Red. I want you back here, Red.
We all here as one big happy family. All right.
Exactly. We ain't nothing but a family here, Red. I love to hear different women's point of view. So now, Red, you tell me. I mean, speak your piece, now. Come on, holler at your boy. Now, I was belligerent. I ain't gonna lie to you, Red. I was belligerent. I was mad. I was like, ugh. I was huffing the puffing the whole time I was there. What did I do wrong?
See, that's not showing attention, baby. That's not showing attention. Let me ask you this question. What kind of attention, when you want some special attention, what you want her to do to make you feel special, to make your toes curl, make your dimples show?
First of all, can I answer the question?
Yeah.
Can I answer the question? First of all, butter, I was talking to Red. Now, it don't matter. I'm asking you a question. You hold on for a second. I got to step my ground now. Y'all ain't going to put me on this show tonight. y'all know I go to a song in a heartbeat. All right, song coming on. All right.
Listen, I'm just joking. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? You would want her to treat you the same way that you would want to be treated, okay?
Wait a minute. Hold on now. You said what would Jesus do, right?
Yeah, and don't, we're talking about God now, you know, you got a line, okay? You already must do it for the cup of my mouth.
Well, can I just ask you a question? Because I think if Jesus knew what the fuck they was going to do to him the first time, Shit, you finna put a nail in my hand? I'm just saying, motherfucker, put a nail in your hand. What you gonna do the second time around?
In all natural reality, real talk though, you would want a woman to treat you the same way that you would want to be treated. Am I right?
At a grocery store though.
It's a grocery store, anywhere. It doesn't matter. Right. You could have, you know me, feel on her booty, walking down the aisle, you know, rubbing and touching, you know, show her affection. You probably just feel like, damn, man, I can't wait to get the hell up at this grocery store, man. Hey, okay, I will stop around people. I don't like people. You know what I mean? You need to be more passionate and more affectionate. You probably like, shit, just come on, you know, just bend over or something. I mean, you can't be like that. You got to be more passionate and affectionate.
Okay.
You know, grab the cantaloupe and massage it in, you know. I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm listening. Like I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. You're never too old to learn. And that's probably the youngest thing on this
hotline,
right,
honey,
and
your radio show.
Might I ask, how old are you, Red, if you don't mind?
You said what, sir?
At least are you in your 20s. You're old enough to be on the show.
I'm 20 plus something.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know what, Red? With that being said, I appreciate what you said, and I will take that into consideration because what you said did make sense. See, that's why I say you're never too old to learn, even from a person that's younger than you. You're never too old to learn because I was an asshole. I will admit I'm an asshole when it comes to going to stores, but y'all got to bear with me. Can I make a statement now, please? Here we go. No, I'm just fucking with you, buddy. Go ahead, baby.
Okay, so like she said, like, if you making her blush in a store, you know what she thinking? I can't wait to get this nigga home and do this and do that.
Yeah, boy.
Really?
I can't wait. I'm going to cook this nigga a dinner, make him feel good, make him some bath water, and lick him up from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet or something like that. She got plans just like you trying to make her smile. She got plans to make you your toes curl that night.
Okay.
You know when they make that comment, is happy wife, happy life. It exists for relationships and all of that. As long as she happy, she could be happy because you made her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but you was naked while you made it. She could be happy because you.
Okay, Miss Butter, hold on, sir. Let me say something. You know what? Let me tell you. You made a true statement, honey. Because I was sick a couple of weeks ago, sick as a dog. My husband don't know how to cook water, okay? But he made, look, any little thing that he made, whether it was a cracker, some peanut butter and crackers, anything, I appreciated that, even though he tried. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I got better, I repaid him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to give a little to get a little. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
And when she see that you making an effort, and you really making that effort, she got plans for you. Please believe she got plans for you.
Right.
Okay. Well,
and if you ain't
showing
her no type of, if you ain't showing her no type of earth, honey, she gonna be like, okay, so you know, does she cook and clean? I mean. Like, how serious is our relationship? I didn't hear the first part, so I'm kind of, like, you know, backed up a little bit.
Okay,
so,
well,
like,
can I go on record and say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
I still got the pussy when we got home. I still got it.
Oh, well, you know, then you ain't trying to wipe her, is you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my boo.
Yes.
Tell your mother don't fart no shit.
What is he? What the
tell your
like,
mother don't fart no
work.
Shit.
Back in the day, like Old Testament, like I'm going to go to work.
That's all he do.
That's it?
That's it. He's the man.
Oh, boo. You're going to have to open up a biscuit, a pack of biscuits or something. You're going to have to do something. Ain't no, just no, I can do that myself, honey. Hey, you listen to that K. Michelle song, baby?
Oh, God.
Conversation. I'm going to play this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't raise a man Try to talk to him, can't get through. Every day he's a different dude. These are the signs of a grown ass boy. Better run for the hills. I'm just trying to keep it real. But you can't raise a man. He's already grown. What you gonna do? You wonder why he acts like a boy. It's 'cause he wasn't raised right before you. Girl, you ain't never gonna change nobody. If he don't wanna, you can't make nobody. 'Cause you can't raise a man.
Conversation with you, right? I just want to have a one-on-one conversation with you. Just me and you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Red, let me ask you something. You got any kids? I ain't trying to be in your purse.
I have two.
Do you have a son?
I have a little boy. Yes, I do.
All right. Now, let me just ask you, Red. I'm just asking you. Now, your son's gonna get older. He's going to get older, right?
Mhm.
And he's gonna deal with the ins and outs of dealing with females, right?
Yes.
Now, just imagine if somebody said that he wasn't raised right before he came to you. Now, which means that his mama wasn't shit.
Mhm.
How do you take that? I mean, because everybody holler about this Kate Michelle song was so hot, but
well, actually, you got off a beat. Hold on, let me back you up one time, okay? The Kate Michelle song, when my mother said, the only thing you do is sling dick in your relationship. You don't cook, clean, do nothing. You're a Kate fan, basically. In your relationship, I was basically talking about the Kate Michelle when she was sitting there, you know, on a video. I can't think of the name right now. I can't get it together. When she was sitting up there playing, making love to yourself. Ain't it the song?
Your mama needs to quit. Your mama needs to quit.
But when you were saying it, I was telling you that you're going to have to do a little bit more than just playing some dick in a relationship. Sometimes she's going to need help. Somewhere, but
let me explain what your mama didn't explain with her terrible ass. I love her to death. I love this stuff to death, but she's terrible. She's terrible on this show. Your mother is a motherfucker on this show. For real.
But it's my first
just,
time participating.
Yes, and see, she's doing the typical shit. She ain't telling you all the shit that she say. Man, your mother is a motherfucker on this show. Your mother,
man.
I love her. Hey, shouts out to Miss Pimp. I love her to death, but she's a motherfucker on this show. I mean, come on. She punked. She tries to punk every man that comes on the show. She feel like,
man,
hey, nigga, you supposed to clip my toenails and everything else. Fuck what a motherfucker talking about. You supposed to do it all. Your mother is wild on here.
Okay.
Like I said. Now, the part
so
about
you know
that, let's get.
Gonna go then, right? If that's my mama,
yeah,
and you know.
Yeah, I guess the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
So you
just as crazy as she is.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just a younger version. That's it.
Oh, Lord, but I'm loving you to death, too, Red. I'm loving you to death,
don't.
Too. But both of you motherfuckers crazy. But not Red, come on. But, Red, now, come on. You can't. I mean, just think about it. Now, motherfucker didn't actually sat there and said, I mean, this is what I take out that Kate Michelle song. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of people singing her praises. Oh, yeah, that's the song. But she actually saying that the mother ain't shit.
Okay, yeah. She could be saying that in so many
now,
words.
Now, hold on.
But
now, hold on, Red.
Hold on, Red.
Now, you got a son. And, I mean, us as young boys, we do things that's fucked up. I will admit that. I'll be the first one to admit that. We will do things that's fucked up. But then you going to sit there and say, my mama ain't shit because of some shit that I did. Maybe I just didn't want to be with your motherfucking bum ass.
But guess what? Let me tell you. A woman can't raise a man, period. Okay? That's period.
Oh,
we
in agreement with that.
It takes a man to raise a man. I agree with that 100%. But as a woman, as a single mother, we can teach our sons how to respect and love women. You understand what I'm saying? And
I hear you.
My son, he's about to be 8. He is not allowed to hit, cuss, out girls, or do anything like that. If you do,
I tell him,
when he gets older, when you turn 18 or whenever you start having these little girlfriends, if you put your hands on her, I don't give a damn what she did. I'm going to beat your ass. Period.
And I commend that. I commend that, too.
On no woman. And
okay, but now,
if she hit you, you have a mama and you got 5 sisters to whoop her ass. Period.
Okay, but
so there's no
but
reason
now, Red,
for you to put your hands on her.
Right, and I understand that. But Red, now what if he just don't want to fuck with her no more? What if he
well,
just don't want
to
fuck with her?
Well, then he needs to be
no
a man and let her know.
And what if he
period.
Do? What if he do? Okay, Red, this is my question
well, then,
to you.
If she wants
what
to
if
be
he
a
do?
Damn stalker and wants to keep on doing that,
but,
and
but
then
not, not, not,
come along.
But hold on, Red. But she's saying
mm-hmm.
that you ain't shit. She's saying you ain't shit because your son don't want to be with her. You ain't shit.
Well,
you didn't raise him right.
I'm going to tell her that her mama ain't shit because she didn't raise her right. I was
pleased. Okay, so, but now, so now, Red. So, now.
If my son is so bad, you understand what I'm saying? Obviously, you had to learn it from your mama. You had to learn it from somewhere to keep dealing with the same shit. So if my son out here constantly cheating on you and you still going for it, then guess what? You had to learn it from somewhere. You had to learn it from your mama. If my son is out here beating your ass every day, all day, and you decide to stay with him, then guess what? You learned that from somewhere. You learned that from your raggedy-ass mama. So,
hold on.
You can't say that I'm not shit because my son don't want to be with you, but just know whoever he deals with, he will not be disrespectful as far as calling you out your name. I mean, it might slip once or twice. You know, it does.
I agree.
It happens. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm going to be there every step of the way. But if she calls me, and I don't care what she does outside of putting her hands on my child, if she calls me and she talks to me and confides in me, then I will take that in consideration as being a woman. You understand what I'm saying?
But Red, what if she just ain't right? What if she just ain't right? But the first thing, what if his girl just ain't right? But now, if
well,
she ain't
what?
Right for him.
But
now, hold on, Red.
Individuals, I'm not getting involved in y'all shit.
But she's talking about you ain't shit. She said
well,
you ain't shit, Red.
But guess what? This is a little saying. Words never hurt, okay? But once they
Red,
get their hands on
Red,
you, that's different.
Red, I know who your mama is. You motherfuckers are violent.
Well, you know,
Red,
you can
know
tell me, honey, I ain't shit all day long. They don't matter
Red.
To me. Know,
Red, y'all violent over there.
Listen, I'm about to go on to tell you this. I'm 29 years old. I have two kids. I got a 10-year-old and I got an 8-year-old. I waited until I was grown to have children. You understand what I'm saying? I have my own place. I'm established in my own life with my own self. I raised two children. Now that I have a husband, we raise them together. You understand what I'm saying? Therefore,
and that's great.
I do anything to take care of my kids. I will go without. I will sell ass, drug, whatever. I ain't going to say all that on radio, but you know what I mean? I'm just going to say I do anything that I have to provide for my children. Most people won't. Most of these chicks out here want to walk around with Louis Vuitton and their hair done and their kids' damn hair nappy as hell and ain't got no, you know what I mean, no clothes on. They looking dirty and shit, but the mamas and their house and everything looking all trashy, but the mamas going out with their nails done, their hair done. You know, it's about priorities. You know what I mean?
But now, Red, what do you say to the people... The people that you just
mm-hmm.
talked about, what do you
mm-hmm.
say to them people that singing that song, though?
Well, you know, everybody has their own opinion, but, you know.
But now, Red, now, come on, Red, now, come on. Red, you sound like you're talking real to me, so keep it real with me.
Me personally, I can understand where she came from. From her venting through her reality shows and things that she done said about this, what was the
Red, 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 we talking about this. You know she's talking about this hit. But Red,
we have to understand.
We can go back to Casey and Mary J. What about Casey and Mary J?
Women faster than men. Period.
Okay, hold on. You said
women
men,
do
how
run more faster than men.
Okay,
so maybe,
okay,
you know,
Red,
a little bit more on my shit, and you ain't on your shit that you need to be on your
Red,
shit, and you need to grow
Red,
your love.
Red, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
all right, now,
honey,
Let's check this out. You 16, I'm 16. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me
rewind them years. Hold on. Okay, 16. Okay, I'm there. Go ahead.
All right. You 16, I'm 16. You got pregnant. All right? You got pregnant at 16. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And now, because we're going through the theory that women mature more than men. You're 16,
mm-hmm.
I'm 16. You get pregnant. You have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a kid. I had no kids. Now I'm fucking,
mm-hmm.
but I don't got no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got pregnant, right? All right,
mm-hmm.
you follow me?
Are we dealing with each other?
No. we're not dealing with
okay,
each other.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's just say we brother and sisters. All right. Let's just say we brother and sisters. We're a year behind each other. But now you get pregnant, and I don't have no kids. I don't have no kids. Now let's say you turn 18. You have another child. I still ain't got no kids. Okay, now we 21. You got two kids. I had no kids. Are you more mature than me?
No. Because just because you having a child doesn't necessarily mean you're mature. But if you was raised properly, okay, knowing how I was raised,
Hold on. We in the same household. We're brother and sister.
Okay.
We were raised by the same parents. I mean,
that don't mean nothing. It just means I have more, a little bit more responsibility than you do. And
you
my
got more. Okay. Now. Okay. Now, what you saying that you got more responsibility than me? Once again, my question is, are you more mature than me? Because now, my thing is this. I'm going to tell you before you even answer the question. I don't believe that you're more mature than me because, shit, you made a lot of immature decisions. No, I didn't have no kid. Wait a minute, hold on before we even finish this conversation.
No,
we got a new caller. No, I'm just saying we got a new caller calling in. Caller,
okay.
What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello.
Huh? Hello.
Hey, this Portia.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Peaceful. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm sitting here having a conversation with my girl Red. Me and Red kicking the Willy Bobo tonight. That's some old school shit, Red. Don't worry about that, Red.
Oh, I'm so old school. I ain't new to this.
Okay, but now, Red, let me ask you. Now, I hear the saying all the time that women mature more faster than men. Physically, yeah, y'all probably do. Mentally, I'm still. The theory's still out with me because I'm like, how is y'all more mature? I mean, because if you 16 and I'm 16, I'm 16 and you 15 and you have a baby, you made a very immature decision. So how does that make you more decision? How does that? Because a lot of people tell me, I mean, and the way we grew up, well, okay, I was young, I had a baby. So now I'm more mature. But that don't make you more mature. That made you do a very immature decision. Because I'm having sex, but I'm like, shit, I don't want to have no baby. So I'm going to put the condom on. You know, you didn't make him put no condom on. You didn't make him put a condom on. You let him hit you raw dog. And he's sitting there talking about, I ain't going to come in you. And what the fuck did this nigga do? He came in you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, development-wise, yeah, y'all probably mature faster than us. But I don't really think that women mature quicker than men.
I got y'all hung up on me.
I don't think that applies because, yeah.
I disagree.
I mean, because who says that?
I feel this is how I feel. Because I can ask, well, I can only speak for myself like I always do. I just feel that in certain situations in life that your parents have going on sometimes will mature you faster than others. Especially, you know, in my mom was not around as much as she should. She was there. But, you know, my mom was always, you know, wanting to hang out with her friends and do this and do that, which left me with a younger brother and a sister. And when she wasn't there, I had to step up and learn how to cook. I had to get in baths. I had to get them up in the morning. I had to take them to school. You know what I'm saying? So
what
I was taking
on
the
road. What had you do what? Mature faster, right? You had to grow up a little bit faster than what you wanted to, right?
Right.
Okay.
This is at a younger age. So I had no choice but to, because that situation grew me up. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't being done. Some boys
okay, now,
to that
and I understand. I understand what you're saying. But now, I can say the same thing. Now, granted, my mother, she was trying to better herself. She tried to better herself, and you know, and I give all shout out to my mother for it, for trying to better herself. But in the process, shit, I was the oldest. I'm 9 years older than my sister, 10 years older than my brother. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I had to learn how to cook. I had to do all this shit because she had to go to work. So I had to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I had to do the same thing that you did. But now at the same time, and I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you per se. But now I hear a lot of people tell me, well, since I was grown, I did grown-up things. All right, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I knew I'm like, shit, I wasn't ready for no baby. So, shit, I wasn't trying to have no baby. But I had to do the same thing. I had to cook. I had to clean. Shit, your boy, while y'all bullshitting, and Red, tell your mom while she bullshitting, I'm a hell of a motherfucking cook. Nigga, I can
bam,
cook.
Bam, you hear him? Bam, he said bam. He, what's that, Emerald, bam. He said he's a hell of a cook.
I'm a hell of a cook.
Well, you need a cook then and send me a plate, UPS it.
Why? What I need to cook for, shit? I done cooked for my sisters
and
brothers enough.
Well,
shit,
bitch, we're
going
to send your girlfriend to go cook us something to eat and send me a plate, like, today.
Nah, we gonna let mama cook a plate. Shit, she always talking about how fine she is. See, that's what I'm saying. See, Red, your mama be on here clowning. See, she be on here clowning. You don't even know the half that your mama doing. But you know what?
See,
hold on. Why
now,
Yeah. Shocker to find out that I'm a hell of a cook. But now we gonna hit some other people. Now, Janine, where you at, baby?
I'm here.
What's your two?
Hey, Janine.
What's your two sitting on it?
Hey, brother. Hi, Janine. Hello.
What's your two cent on it? Because I'm the devil and Janine the saint in your mother's eyes. So you know, Janine, what's your two cent on it?
I know my mama just said that's my girl right there.
Exactly. See, that's the saint in her eyes.
That's
the saint in her eyes.
Right there.
See,
and I got a hot name, Janine. So you're the kismet. I love you already.
See, bullshit ain't nothing. I this is why I do this shit. Because I know what these motherfuckers be thinking. Janine, what's your take on this?
I agree when they say it depends on the person. Everybody don't mature just because they have kids. I think it just depends on the way you were raised. And I mean, yeah, to me, having kids do put you in a different category if you were raised that certain way where you can mature a little bit faster. I mean, it will push you there if you have that mindset. Otherwise, you know, you got some people that don't give a fuck. Whether they got kids or not, they still going to do what they're going to do.
Okay. I understand that. I'm feeling that. Liquor Store, what about you? What you feel about?
I got a couple of different things to say.
Put the dildo down. Put the dildo down. She like, I can't even get off tonight. You motherfuckers ain't talking about nothing. I'm sorry.
First of all, K. Michelle, my opinion, is a nice weave and a fat ass, okay? That's all she is, period.
Okay? That's number one. Number two, everybody always wants to go with how you were raised, okay? But I feel like this, and I'm not speaking literally, but somebody's situation is this, okay? My mama was a hoe and my daddy was a pimp. I grew up to be a fucking brain surgeon. So what my parents did didn't have shit to do necessarily once I became an adult with my decisions, okay? My parents' mistakes taught me what not to do in life. So how I was raised, in my opinion, that don't have, you know what I'm saying, that don't have, like, everything to do with it, okay? Number three, I am a young parent. And, no, I was not an adult, and I was not a fucking, you know what I'm saying, I didn't know shit. I was a 16-year-old. Who was raising a baby? I was a kid raising a kid. So, no, that did not make me more mature just because I was a young parent or anybody else who was a young parent. I think what that is kids raising kids, and life, time grows you up. Time matures you. It don't have shit to do with, you know what I'm saying, how your body develops or what your responsibilities are. You know what I'm saying? Once you become an adult, your choices are what determine how mature you are or not.
Okay, Dr. Fear.
Okay, you know
she
what?
Was straight it's with been... them Dr. Fear answers.
Okay, listen. I love your show, sweetie, but I gotta go, okay? I gotta go cook for my husband and my kids. So it's been real. And when does the next show air?
Tomorrow, baby, tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
and by the,
boo, I will call. I'll be out on
fact,
this thing tomorrow.
And matter of fact, we gotta. If you want to hit the website, sincityradioshow.com. Hey, we doing this,
Friday.
Baby.
Friday. William, I got you.
Hit your boy up, and I appreciate you being here tonight. I really
do. All right,
do.
You ladies, have a good night.
What
good
about
night,
the gentleman?
Sweetie.
What
all
about
right.
The gentleman?
Bye, mister.
Bye, baby. You have a good night,
bye.
All right? That's what's up, y'all. Shit, like I say, man, we're going to have fun tonight. Shit. Poetry, you kind of quiet. What's happening?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm listening, you know. Just chill. I had a long
okay.
day at the shop. I'm just tired.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. What my butter at? Butter, where you at?
Yeah.
You ain't got us on hold? That she does.
No, I ain't got
butter.
You on hold right now. I came back.
Speak your mind, Butter. I made sure you got on the show just for you to speak your mind.
I appreciate that. I really do. Now, I had got off, so I really don't know where it went to. But I'm kind of thinking that y'all talking about single parenting and the maturity of the parents.
Yeah. That's what we got off to.
Okay. Well, I have basically been a single mother. I have three children, and I started young. I have a 19-year-old, and my baby is 10 months. So, I started young and...
That mean you done fucked up somewhere.
Them doctors was lying. They was lying to me. I wish I could sue them really, really, for real.
You was damn near out the woods, baby. You was
out the
woods.
You know what I'm saying? My son had 4 years to go. I was going around parading talking about, yes, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Next thing I know, my grandmother was like, yeah, I want you to have some babies for me, baby. And, you know, and I'm like, no, granny, that ain't going to happen. It's too late. Like, my son is almost out the door. She's like, please have some babies because, you know, your son going to leave and he's not going to come back because he's a man. He's going to be out there, you know, living his life. You need somebody, you know, in the house with you. I'm like, no, granny, that's all right. 2 months later, I found out I was 3 months pregnant. But anyway, I basically, I wasn't ready. I wasn't mature enough to be a mother because of the fact that I didn't know a lot about myself. I knew about church and all of that, but I didn't know a lot about myself. And I loved my child with all of my heart, but I didn't learn how to be a mother. I had to learn how to be a mother through mistakes or whatever. So, and I'm still learning. But I do know that I did mature faster than all of my baby daddies. And I say all because I have more than one. And actually all of them still living their life, doing what they want to do and being a daddy when they want to be a daddy. Or being a visitor or what is it called, a babysitter when they want to be. They still have not matured.
Well,
and
now,
I feel like
now,
that is so selfish.
I got to ask you this, and you know you've been on the show and you done made this statement many a times now, so that's the only reason I'm making this statement, because you done made this statement many a times.
Uh-huh.
Ain't they like 12?
Okay, let me come through this phone and kick your ass real quick.
You know I got to
let me kick
you.
your ass real quick. Just
you know,
because
hey.
I do have two baby daddies that are younger than me. But that does not mean that they have to be immature, because the first one was doing for my son like it was his own child, doing for me like I was his wife before he even had a child. Then all of a sudden when he gets a child, then he act like, well, my mother didn't raise me. You taught me more than my mama did and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. And I got to basically take what you give me, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want to be – what you don't want to do what you're supposed to do.
Well, he was 13 when you got him.
Okay, like I said, I will come through this phone and kick your ass, because he was not.
Oh, you know I'm fucking with you, baby. I got a best bitch. You know I got a best
bitch. I mean, everybody knows that, yes, he lied to me about his age, but still.
Right, but I mean, I'm just saying. At the end of the day, yeah, he's gonna have to grow up, and he's gonna have to man up and take his responsibility like a man. I would agree with you 110 on that.
Yes, and I mean, like, I try to verbally, you know, I hope that my son sees more than he hears, and he'll understand, because you know, men love their mothers, but they really don't want their mama telling them what to do. When they get older, they really don't want their mother, you know, breaking down life
for them.
No, you know
what? I gotta disagree with you, because the older you get, the more you do. I mean, as
I'm talking about, like, you know, when you know that you're receiving wisdom, yes, you accept it from whoever. But when they smelling themselves, no, they don't want to hear nothing.
Oh, no. You're absolutely right. When I was 18 to 19, shit, I ain't want to hear nothing my mama got to say. But now.
Right, and that's exactly in the state that he's in right now. So I do speak my mind, but that doesn't mean that.
I'm going to tell you like my mother told me, shit, you have to learn from your mistakes. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Right.
I mean, shit, I done been in situations where my mother didn't actually tell me, okay, you do this, you're going to regret it. And I did. I did regret it. But now, you know, now that, I mean, when I'm 19, 20, 22, 20, I mean, from hell, I'm even go as far as say from 16 to 25, no, I wasn't trying to hear her. But now, shit, now that I'm 40, yeah, shit, I'm trying to listen to everything she tells me.
And that's what an older guy told me about my second baby daddy. He said, you know, once he hits the age 25, then he'll be mature and he'll be ready to be a father. But right now, he ain't ready. He ain't trying to be. And what he was trying, he was playing daddy. It was exciting to him. But when he had to be a real father, that's when he said he didn't want to be bothered. He'd rather go somewhere and smoke his reefer, drink his drink. And that's exactly what he did. So I'm not going I'm not going to beat you up about being a father. I'm not going to make you do nothing you don't want to do, because when it's all said and done and I raised my child and my child is successful and smart and doing what she needs to do as a woman, she not going to say thank you, Daddy, because you did this or you did that. She going to say thank you, Mama. Then on top of that, if she don't want to be bothered with you, it ain't going to be because I dogged you out and told her your daddy ain't shit, your daddy didn't do this. No, she not going to hear that from me. She going to watch your actions.
You know what? And I commend that. I commend that. If you sit back and say, well, let his actions show what the fuck he going to do, I commend that. Because in a lot of cases, motherfuckers be like, okay, I'm going to bury him before he even get a chance to even show it. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I
ain't
going to
do that because my daughter loves her daddy. Loves him to death. And when he was gone for like 18 months, he did a little, you know, time, whatever. I showed her his picture every day, told her who he was. So when he came home, she was excited. Now, he had all the time in the world, and, you know, for a minute he did what he was supposed to do. But when he realized that it was more than to just buy her things, because, you know, he would buy her everything, and I'm like, you need to spend time with her. You need to talk to her. You need to do that. And when I realized that it was irritating him for me to tell him what he needed to do, then I stopped telling him. Then when it got to the point where he would call her and he want to hold her a conversation, she'd be like, what you got for me, Daddy? What did you buy for me today? This is what I want today. This is what I want tomorrow. Then he like, well, she don't want to talk to me. She just want me to buy her stuff. And I did tell you once before, stop buying her everything because she gonna expect it every time she sees.
Shit,
you know?
Expect them when they get 18. Shit. Hell, I can bounce for that one. Hell, I got kids calling me right now. Hey,
I do believe that, you know, if he would have leveled it off some, you know, the equal amount of time where he spent time with her today and then this week he spent nothing but time and talking and spending time, and then he buys her a gift, you know, out of the blue. Instead of every time he sees her, he's spending money here, money there, money here. And you know, she's a child. She wants a toy every time a commercial come on. Don't get mad when she don't want to hold you a conversation. He'll call, and she say, what you got for me? And then she said, who over there? Who else can I speak to? Because she don't want to hold your conversation. Don't get mad. You know, and when she get older and she look back on her life and see that you weren't there, don't get mad. When she get an attitude with you or she don't want to hear what you have to say, or you come in the house and she wearing something that you don't want her to wear, and she say, well, you can't tell me what to wear. You know what I mean? Don't get mad.
But, I mean, is he or isn't he there?
I should say like this. In my opinion, he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. But he's doing enough to make her happy. And I'm not going to knock him and tell her, oh, well, you see what I'm doing? He ain't doing nothing compared to what I'm not going to do none of that. But in my eyes, he don't spend enough time with her. But she's excited when he come over and buy her, you know, junk food or bring her a doll and, you know what I'm saying, watch movies with her and stuff like that. So at least she getting some attention. But if it was left up to me, he'd be stepping up a whole lot more than what he is.
Okay, so
I'm not fussing at him. I'm not acting a fool over no child support, because I'm gonna be a mother regardless. When it's all said
and
done, I had her. I have to take care of her.
What I mean in your eyes, what I mean, you say stepping up. What do you mean by that?
Repeat what you just said, because Matthew was a little bit. What did you say?
I said, when you say stepping up, what do you mean by stepping up?
Okay. Okay. When your child learns her ABCs or his ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and learns how to read, tie her shoes and stuff like that, do you want her to say that my mama taught me everything and you didn't teach her nothing?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay. So I can say, honestly, he shows her affection. He shows her affection and attention. But when it comes down to discipline, when it comes down to discipline, when it comes down to, because she's not old enough to be in school right now, but she's very smart. She can hold you a grown-up conversation. And then he's coming over here like, where'd she get this from? Or, you know, because, and I'm going to tell y'all something. This is between me and y'all, okay? He came over here one day. He hadn't seen her in a minute. He came over here, and she said, get away from my mama, because he's trying to hug on me. He said, I can't hug your mama. She said, no, and I don't want you trying to hump her either. He said, where did she get that from? I said, I don't know where she got it from, but, you know, she's very smart, and you have to understand it. So he gets mad at me because he says, I taught her vocabulary that I shouldn't have taught her. No, I didn't teach her that vocabulary. But
okay.
Then she
says, Hold on. I want to ask the lady. I don't want to even form an opinion on that. I'm going to ask the lady. I'm going to start with poetry. Poetry, you still with us?
Yes.
All right, now you heard just what was said. Now, do you think old boy was out of pocket for saying what he said?
Well, I was kind of in a certain situation that she was in, so this is just my opinion again. And
what?
I feel like because I am the custodian parent and because I am raising a child, and I just feel like when you come around, if you coming around very selective or when you feel like you want to come around, I feel like you don't question me about what going on with the baby. If she says something that you know, you don't approve of, then you take it up with me. Don't question me about where she got this from or this and that, because obviously if you was here like you're supposed to be and spending time with her, then you would know where she's picking up things from, or you'll know. And if you hear her say something, then you're supposed to be there to say, you know, well, that's not nice to say, or pool talking around you like that, or you know what I'm saying? So that's just how it is with my daughter's father, you know.
Okay.
Let me ask you this because I
hear what you're saying, but does that make that right? You know what I'm saying? If my daughter tell me I want you humping my mama, hold on. I got a problem. I do. I got a serious problem. I'm humping.
So you should. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So you should. So that should
make
it even more the reason why you.
But I understand. You talking about don't question you. Shit, I got every reason to question you. Humping.
But why would you have reason to question me if you're choosing not to be?
She didn't get it from
me.
Right,
but
now
that doesn't mean she got to get it from me either. But listen, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. She ain't have to get it from me. She ain't have to get it from you. But if you choose not to be in your child's life like you should,
hold on. She said he is a part of her life.
No, what she said was
not a part.
She said he comes around and, you know, when he wants to, you know, very sporadically, he's not there like he's supposed to be. So I'm going based
right,
on
now,
what
you
she
know
said.
What?
Like,
I'm going to ask this question. What is like he's supposed to? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a parent. I got a parent. I got three kids that don't live with me. And I've heard this my whole life. Well, their whole life. You ain't around the way you supposed to be. Well, I don't live with you. I can't be there for every move. So,
do you see him?
You know
did
I'm
you
saying?
See him once
and
a
if
week?
You don't tell me, if you don't tell me what's going on, then when it jumps in my face and I see it, then you say, "Well, oh, that been going on for a month now." Well, if you ain't never
told me
this shit was going on, how in the hell can I make a reference to it? Or how can you sit there and say,
not
well,
see your child in a month?
No, I didn't say I didn't
city.
See. Whoa, hold on. I didn't say I didn't see my child in a month. I said when that child, I don't see that shit around me. That's what I said. Now, if I come get my child every weekend and I don't see that, or well, that's not being said around me, but now she get around you and she say some old fuck shit like that, then, you know, what the fuck am I supposed to say to you?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You a different story. We're not talking about the parents like you, okay? You have three other kids, and you're not in their life. You're not there physically in the house because, you know, you have your life situations going on, you know what I'm saying? But even so, you're not in the house. You're still a part of your child. Like, you still calling. You still seeing your kids when you can see them, you know what I'm saying? You're not making it, oh, okay, what should I have to do today? Let me go see my kid. You're making it your business
like
talking to your kid
saying,
every day.
You saying you see them every weekend or as much as possible. He see them when it's a holiday or when, yeah, basically when it's holidays or when he ain't in a relationship or, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that, let me ask this. If he in a relationship, can him and his girl come over and get the baby?
If they together for more than...
No, I mean, if he would, if
at the
he
beginning,
tell you,
no, not
if
not
he
at
tell
this
you
moment,
this my
not
girl,
at this moment. Listen to me.
Why not?
Not at this moment because of the simple fact. Let me explain myself. I feel like this. You don't already spend time with her. So if you don't spend time with her, the time you do spend with her should not be with your girlfriend. Because 9 times out of 10, you're only going to be with her for a little while anyway. Now, if it lasts for a long enough time, because I have been with him.
How do you judge? Okay, now, and let me ask this. How do you judge? No, I mean, we're not arguing, brother. We're not arguing. But I'm just curious.
I'm
asking
you how I can tell you.
Okay, but I'm asking questions. I understand
how you
feel, but now let me ask another question. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, calm down. Let it go now. I'm not your baby daddy. Let it go. I'm just asking questions. But now, if I love this woman, you know what I'm saying? How can you deny me? This is who I want to be with. I mean, but because time limit don't suit you, am I wrong?
Okay. Now, if that was the case, I would understand that. But seeing as my baby daddy has been with at least 3 or 4 women in the last 5 years, and each woman he's still coming in my face, cheating on these women. On top of that, he's not doing what he's supposed to do as a father, in my opinion. Then
who he cheated on them with?
Huh?
Who he cheated on them with? You?
Who you think? Me and whoever else. Me, sometimes me.
Okay, but
the thing is with that, like, okay, the first girl, okay, he was living with me we was going through some things. He was living with me, and he moved back to his mother's house to go make some money on that side of town, okay? Now, he tells me, he talks to me every day, that he'll be over there for another week, and he'll do this, and then he bringing some money home or whatever, and then he got to go back, you know? Mind you, his mother ain't never said nothing, but the chick living in their house with him, okay? He's still sleeping with me. He ain't told me not once that they together. Then one day, I was over there hanging out with you, Cass, and I decided to leave. And when I left, I drove around the corner, and he's standing out in the middle of the street with his arms on her, hands on her booty, her arms around his neck. Now, I jumped out the car, not to whoop her, but to let him see me, because if he wouldn't have saw me and I would have called him and said, yeah, I just saw you, he would have said, no, that wasn't me. So I let him see who it was, let him see, and he still had the nerve to say, oh, this was just somebody I was smoking a blunt with. This is just my buddy. Mind you, my daughter would go over there. I would braid her hair so when nobody had to put their hands in her head. The first time she went over there.
Hold on. Let's stop this. Let's
no,
stop
no,
this
no,
right
no,
now.
No. Because you wanted to know why.
Hold on. Hold on.
You wanted to know why.
No. You said something that I want to touch on. You said you braised her hair because you don't want nobody to touch her head. Baby, what the fuck? I don't know how to braid hair. What you think, I'm going to let my child still walk around with their hair nappy?
Guess what? I have sent her over there with her hair in ponytails, and she was there for a couple of days, and nobody touched her head. So I would braid it.
Because
you
don't know how to do
hair. She did go somewhere. Please let me explain. I would braid it. So when she did go over there, and if somebody they took her somewhere or they had company or anything, her hair would be done, and nobody had to worry about her hair looking a mess.
Because
she would come home looking a mess.
Her hair was supposed to stay up 3 days. If you dropped off Friday and she didn't come home the Sunday, her hair wasn't supposed to get touched?
Her hair was supposed to get touched if it was in ponytails. And if she came home and her hair was not touched, that means nobody touched it if it was in ponytails. Now, I'm telling you, I braided it, and his girlfriend had the nerve. She's a white girl, had the nerve to try to do something to my daughter's hair, and it was braided. She knotted up my daughter's hair. The grandmother had to cut the barrettes out of her hair, and some of her hair got cut because a white girl tried to do her hair. And then weeks after that, she came over there and found out that the grandmother calls me telling me that the girl was jealous of my daughter, that she saw her eyeballing my daughter, rolling her eyes at my daughter because my daughter didn't want him to see him kissing on the girl, hugging on the girl. She would push them apart. So I told him, you don't see her on a regular basis. So when you see her, please, you know, spend time with your daughter without her. And if y'all stay together, then she can get to know her and all of that. But for right now, you just not seeing her, and I don't know how long. Spend time with your daughter. Shortly after that, they broke up. Okay? Then he gets with another girl. He gets with this other girl. He study lying about her, saying they ain't together, saying that she ain't. He telling me that they just friends. But then my daughter going around saying that her daughter is her stepsister, that he's getting married to this woman. This woman that caused a lot of issues, and yet he's still coming back to me, writing
what
me love letters on.
What type of issues did she call?
Huh?
What type of issues did she call if y'all not together?
We not together, but see, the thing was, while he's sitting here, he didn't tell me that he was with her. He was saying that they weren't together. So while he's saying that they're not together,
it don't matter, y'all not together. So why you need to know
when
my
person? When I'm just saying, before you interrupt it, he's steady telling me that he writing me love letters, telling me that he wants to be with me, that he just wants me to move closer to him and blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that. And then I find out later that they have been in a relationship. I come to the house to drop off one of his nephews, and she's there, and she pulls up, and she gives him a kiss in front of me. He flips out and gets to arguing, what you doing over here, and what you flipping out at me for? And especially for the simple fact, I don't know nothing about this woman. I'm coming over here to drop off your nephew, and you getting mad at me because I'm over here. You basically got caught in your mess. Now, your girlfriend and all of this, y'all fighting all of this. My daughter don't need to see that.
But so keep now here's my question. He's not your man. I mean, why
my
is
my daughter
argument
don't have
going?
To see his drama either. She don't see me over here fighting no man. She don't see me over here getting choked up.
Okay, but the only drama come around is when you. The only drama happens is when you come around.
And that's because he's lying about it. I could care less.
He's not your man. It don't matter.
Just as long as my daughter is respected.
It don't matter if he don't tell you.
Yes, it do matter. Yes, it do matter.
Why?
Let me ask you this question. Okay, like basically, I told him. I can care less who he go with, who he lay with, whatever. Respect my daughter, okay? Now, I told her he lies, he cheats. If you're going to be with him, be with him. It don't make me no difference. Just don't bring that drama around my daughter.
What drama?
He
the
came
drama
over
come
here.
Around is when you come around.
No.
Nobody's arguing until you come around.
They were arguing when they pulled up. It had nothing to do with me. I was dropping on.
Well, people go through their.
And then on top
okay,
of that, now, on top of that, I didn't even know he was
argue.
With her.
It ain't your business.
Oh my God.
It ain't your business who I'm with.
I didn't ask him. Is anybody else hearing what he's saying? Because it's like you're not comprehending what I'm saying at all.
Okay, you know what, I'm going to set up and I'm going to add, I mean, we didn't win over, but I'm just on the strength of to be even. We on that, I'm going to start with Liquor Store. Liquor Store, I mean, am I wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
It seemed like to me what Kaz is saying is if you are not in a relationship with this man, whether you boning him or y'all got kids or not, if you're not the woman that he's with, then whoever he's with really ain't your business. That's what it sounds like Cass is saying. And it sounds like Butter is saying, okay, well, you know, you can't keep on telling me one thing and then living another life over here, but then the baby is in the middle of it. I mean, in all honesty, I got to go with Cass. If you're not with that man, then what that man is doing in his relationship ain't your business. You don't have.
It's not my business what he doing, how many holes he's throwing.
Butter. I'm not here to agree or disagree with you. I'm just answering the question. I mean, how you live your life is how you live your life, baby. And do that. And don't let nobody tell you that what you're doing is right or wrong, okay? That's how you get down. I'm just answering the question. I mean, you know, to me, that's what it sounds like Cass is saying. He's saying, you know, if you not with this man, if y'all don't live together, if it ain't no ring on your finger, if y'all ain't engaged or whatever, then how he living his life ain't got shit to do with you. And it sounds like, you know, and Bud is saying, okay, well, on the flip side, all right, your daughter is your priority. So since you don't see your daughter on a daily basis or on a regular basis, the least you do as a father is when you do spend time with her. I mean, so I can see where both of y'all are coming from.
And that's all I ask. I can care less who he humping and how long he humping, whatever. It's about
okay.
My daughter.
Okay, I hear you. Now we're going to go to porch.
He tells me he don't want no nigga around his daughter.
And that don't stop you from doing it because you're not with him. So fuck him. What he has to say don't matter.
And I don't, but see, the thing is, I don't disrespect my daughter by having drama around her, period. And I, and that's what I ask of him, period. You do what you do,
okay,
however long you want to do it, but you don't spend no time with her. So when you do, make sure you respect her.
Okay. Okay.
Spend time,
poetry,
quality time with her.
Oh, okay. Poetry. We're going to go to poetry now. Poetry.
Well,
I mean,
again, this is me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just how I do. Okay, this is what I say. If I don't want my kids, first of all, let me say this. I don't give a fuck who you with, who you fucking, that's your business. I ain't in the bedroom. That's your business. But at the same time, I don't want my kids around any and everybody. Everybody that you fucking with, everybody that you dealing with ain't going to be your girl, ain't going to be your woman. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no stability with this female and I have not met this female, my child does not go around this female.
Thank you.
And far as on my side, far as my male company or however I do, I don't bring men around my kids anyway because this is my house and this is,
that is
well,
right,
this is our sanctuary. And I don't just
hold
bring
on. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all.
Wait a minute.
I don't need nobody. Fuck them. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all, man.
That
that's right. Fuck
that
all y'all. Money gone, fuck friends. I need a homie that know me when all these motherfucking cops be on me. I got problems. Ain't nobody calling back. Now I got 2 inches of hard dick.
All right, that wasn't me. That was a slip of the button. Wasn't me. All right, so.
Anyway,
I know. I know y'all talk about, like I said, fuck all y'all, but that wasn't me. That was not me. That was an actual slip of the button. Now, honestly, truly, that was a slip of the button.
I got to go anyway because my baby is screaming to the top of his lungs. But I'm so glad that you all called me, and I hope to talk to you again.
All right, baby.
All right, baby.
You deal with that. All right, now we're going to go to Janine. Janine, what's your last and final opinion on this?
Well, she don't now. Stop fucking that nigga. That's my last and final word. Stop fucking that motherfucker. Why is you fucking him? And then on one point you're saying he ain't even doing shit for the baby.
Then it ain't
about the baby. It's y'all trying to do y'all, and the baby is in the fucking middle.
Exacto mundo. You can't sit there. That's
well,
what that's
the baby all confused. She over there, y'all fucking. Then she over here, he fucking somebody else and wondering why he kissing this girl. And then he be over there kissing you and all this and that. So she confused.
Exactly.
And that does affect the child. And no point for you, so I know you have your opinions on how people raise. People fuck their kids up. I know people don't think so, but I have witnesses for over 10 years in the foster care agency. What parents do to their kids fucks them up. Now, I know people might think, and some kids turn out wonderful. That don't mean that they don't take a piece of the things that they learn from their parents. Some people pick and choose what they learn from their parents. Some people say, hey, I'm looking at what my parents do. That's still learning from them. You learn,
exactly.
You just learn what not to do. You still learning
exactly
from your parents. And my thing is some people don't have that mindset. They, you know, you might try to do something opposite. And yeah, that might be even more fucked up than what they was doing. So, I mean, everything starts off in your childhood. It just does. I mean, I can't tell kids that their parents was prostituting them, these girls, and their parents had them prostituting at the age of 8, and then you wait till they, you know, they 16, and then you say, why you out here being provocative and this and that? Oh, you should make better choices and make better decisions. Yeah, you can tell them that, but they done been fucked up. They
exactly
are fucked up mentally.
Right, that's why I drink
now. I mean, it's a lot of things that go into that. It's just not people just saying, oh, I can make a better choice. Well, now that I'm grown and I'm an adult, it's not that easy as what people think.
I concur.
That's all I got. I'm sorry.
That's why I drink now. Shit. Fuck all y'all. That's why I drink.
It ain't that easy for some people.
No, but with that situation, I would have said to Rashida, when she got off the phone, I called after the show. Shit. Stop fucking that, because that's what I really wanted to say. I was waiting my turn. Stop fucking that nigga.
Oh, fuck all y'all.
Yeah,
because you really, it's the truth, because you really can't have too much shit to talk if you still fucking them. If you still opening your legs for that nigga, then really, you really don't have
to. He ain't wrong with what shit he doing in. If that's the case.
Exactly. Because you still fucking
if that's the case,
as long
as he's a good motherfucker, if he that good, you need to keep fucking him, then he perfect. He the motherfucker you want to be with, you keep being with him. I don't understand that. Ain't no way in this fucking world. Ain't no way in this world, my baby dad can't take care of my child. Ain't no way in this world that you still back for me. Not ever.
Exactly.
Hold on, y'all. This pimp that finally brought her ass back in.
Now, I never went anywhere. I agree with y'all, both of y'all. Y'all right. I'm stop fucking them. And, no, because I think the confusion really starts with her.
Yep.
And why
even though you say their emotions are not involved, your emotions are involved when dealing with your child. Because now don't sit here and say you fucking this motherfucker, but you don't care what he doing. That do hurt your feelings. Because now he done lied to you. Told you all this shit, he wanted you back, but he over here with this bitch, and he ain't taking care of your child, and you looking crazy because you been giving him some, sitting at the house taking care of his child that he ain't even helping you take care of, and you look silly, and you know you look silly.
And for the record,
how you feel about him being with your child and about these other girls being around your child.
And for the record, let me put this out there. We wasn't fucking. She just came over and she was kicking it that day. We wasn't fucking. I won't throw that out there. I was kicking it with you. Hold on. No, we wasn't fucking that. We weren't fucking that like that. I just want to put that out there. We wasn't fucking. No, we weren't fucking. Me and Butter been friends for a very long time. We ain't, nah. I just want to put that out there. Because the way she said, I was with you. Oh, hold on now. Wait a minute. Don't say you was with me like that. Because the day that it happened, your baby daddy was here too. Now quit. let's call a spade a spade. Your baby daddy was, me, you, your baby daddy was out there all out there drinking. Now don't make it. Now, he did walk off. He walked off and he went and met his girl. But at the same time, my whole thing was that whole night y'all kept talking about y'all don't go together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, that's my baby mama. I got love for my baby mama. I got love for my baby daddy. But shit, you do your own thing. I do my own thing. But then when you seen him with that other thing, you want to jump out the car and go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is, I'm going to tell you like this. Now, and I said the new year that I wasn't going to go over. I was going to, you know what I'm saying, whatever we had to do, we were going to end it. But I got to say this. I've been that person. You know what I'm saying? I've been that person that got, you know what I'm saying, because you mad at me. I can't see my daughter. Because you don't like who I'm with, you can't see my daughter. Shit, I go as far as tell y'all this. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all my family. I look at Sin City like my family. Shit, My daughter told me, she said she don't even want to have a sweet 16 party. I said, why not? She said, because I can't invite all my sisters, because my mama don't want all my sisters there. So she said, if I can't invite my sisters, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you study, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like to dictate shit. And I'm going to tell this to, you know, and I know I ain't talking to no young mothers on here tonight, but this is something that if y'all hear me saying it, this is what y'all need to do. Stop worrying about what the fuck he's doing, because yeah. He's going to do what the fuck he wants to do. He's going to do it. All that where if you don't, I mean, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this, and this is some real shit. And this is some real shit that happened tonight. I just got off. I mean, I literally had to tell my daughter, hey, I'm going to start the show. Me and my daughter's on the phone for 3 hours tonight. 3 hours. 3 goddamn hours. And I enjoyed every hour of it. I enjoyed every minute of it. Because, you know, just to be able to talk to my daughter like that, you know, and my daughter just talks to me, you know, and it's like, the shit that motherfucking mothers do, I mean, and we have too many deadbeat dads out there, but we got some fucked up mothers out there. We got some fucked up mothers out there because this motherfucker got mad because I bought some hair. Because her whole thing was, oh, your daddy ain't going to pay for that hair. That hat cost too much. He ain't finna pay for it. Well, this was shit. You an honest student. You know what I'm saying? Some hair? Yeah, I'll buy it for you. Fuck it. Now, me personally, I'm like, baby, you don't need it. But if this is what you want, you know, if you this is what you want for making the honor roll, then so be it. Shit, I had no problem with buying it. But you know what? It's so many motherfuckers so vindictive thinking about their own personal shit that it's just fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And women, you motherfuckers need to get a mom. And like I said, I'm not talking to my motherfuckers on my show. But if it's a motherfucker that's on the show, that's listening, that's acting like that, you motherfuckers need to get your shit together. Because you motherfuckers are the worst. You are the worst at making a bad situation worse. I mean, oh, cause he don't love me no more, or he don't want to be with me no more. I'm finna make his life hell, or I'm finna do this, I'm finna do that with our baby. Nigga, at the end of the day, it's our child. Shit, all that old bullshit that you doing. That you think that you going, you ain't doing shit. You ruining the fucking kid. Now, I don't normally get into this shit like that, but that shit, that irks me because I've been through it personally. You know what I'm saying? Don't ruin a child because your personal motherfucking gripe. That's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking ignorant. And for anybody that does it, you're an ignorant bitch. And I don't give a fuck if you get mad at me or not.
I don't either. For real.
Well, I just say this on that note. You can't complain about what you allow. So if you females out there are stupid like that, if you allow, you know, an ignorant person to come between you and your kids, then don't complain about he coming here or he doing this, he half-assed, because evidently you allowing that shit. So when it come down to it, don't fucking complain about it. You know what I'm saying? Step up, do the fuck you got to do, and you ain't got to worry about that shit. And you know what I'm saying? As far as the good dads out here, you and, you know, a couple other people, that's why I say I take my hat off to you, because you I know it's sad to say, but that you don't have to, but you do it because you're supposed to when you love your kids. It's like mothers. We don't have to take care of our kids, but by right, we're supposed to. And that's what the fucked up part about it is. So,
I'm going to tell you like this. I have a lot of motherfuckers like, dog, you pay child support. You ain't got to give her shit. You ain't got to give her another motherfucking dime. Child support ain't going to take care of that baby. You know what I'm saying? I know that. My kids won't. They won't. I mean, shit. But at the same time, I want to teach my kids that, you know what I'm saying, don't depend on just no any type of nigga. If a nigga can't do more than your daddy doing, then that motherfucker ain't the motherfucker for you. I ain't trying to tell him to be no gold digger, because at the end of the day, I want you to have your own. I want you to be able to have your own. If this nigga don't pay your rent that month, shit, nigga, it ain't shit. It ain't shit for me to pay it myself. But, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of baby mamas out here that's so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? They so fucked up that, you know what I'm saying, they let personal gripes just override they shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's too fucked up. And that's why we got the kids that we got nowadays. We got these kids that we got these, and I'm going to tell you like this, we got these little girls out here that's so fucked up behind this shit. You know what I'm saying? We got these little girls that's so fucked up because you got motherfuckers that's like, oh, I'm going to keep you away from your daddy. Yeah, I mean, I hear that it take a man to raise a boy. But it takes parents to raise a girl. Shit, you don't want to raise no little girl by yourself. Shit, it's hard. Because, shit, when she gets to smelling herself, she going to test you. Now, you might whoop her ass, but she going to test you. But if you got that motherfucking father there, I wish you would try to test her. I beat your ass. Then she gonna sit her ass down. She know how far she can go. Know what I'm saying? Same with a boy. You know what I'm saying? I see these little boys talking to their mama, man. Shut the fuck up talking to me. Man, look here. I'm gonna tell you, I don't have no sons. I don't. I have no sons. I got a grandson. And if a motherfucker tell me, well, he said, shut the fuck up. Shit, if I got my cane, I'm whapping him across my motherfucking head. I'm whapping his ass in the head with that cane. And now, if I had a son, shit, you would never talk to your mother that way. You never talk to your mother that way. But then you got these motherfuckers out here that's like, all right, fuck you. He ain't got to listen to you. But then when he gets whooping on your ass, oh, Lord, come get your son. Come get your son. Man, this motherfucker's crazy. And I know normally we don't usually get on shit like this, but that's just some shit to just, I mean, because I'm listening to, and like I said, I love Butter to death, but shit, I think you're wrong when you try to dictate what the fuck another motherfucker's going to do. That's just me. And I'm in that shit. I'm through with it. Janine.
Yeah.
Any last words for tonight?
Yeah. For all you men out there, y'all do need to be careful, though, about who you get with and who you have your children around, just like we do as women. Because people are sneaky and people do things behind your back to these kids, and I'm just being honest. So, but if you know that person and you trust that person around your kids, then you should be able to trust that they're making a good decision for your child, that they're not trying to do nothing outright to hurt your child.
I concur. I agree with that 120%. That's what's up. What you said was some real shit. Miss Pell. What's the
You get it right. Kev, you just agreed with somebody. To me, no doubt. Come on.
I mean, when you're right, you're right. I mean, and all bullshit aside, when a motherfucker right, they right.
Okay,
I mean,
hold on.
Shit, when it,
hold on. I need you to say that in my good ear. Say that again one more time. When you right, you're right. Is that what you said?
Yes, when you right, you're right. And when it comes, now look, I'm an asshole when it comes down to you grown ass motherfuckers. When it comes down to these kids, shit, hey. When you right, you're right. When it comes down to these kids.
But that's
the
Absolutely.
Fuck you grown ass motherfuckers. But kid, yes, I have a soft spot for the kids. Cass has a soft spot for the kids. I'm like Trick. Trick loves the kids. Cass loves the kids too. Now, you got any last words, Miss Lady?
I want to, I guess, like, way to apologize for my daughter and grand taking over your show today.
Oh, no, but, don't apologize. Hey, shit, bring Miss Red back. I like Miss Red. I like Miss Red.
She is, yeah, the apple don't fall far from the tree. She's a little bit more outspoken than myself. I was trying to just chill and be quiet tonight.
I like Miss Red. Hey, look, like, hey, and you know what? What she proved to me tonight is that she can get her a point across and be grown about it. And that's all Sin City about. We ain't about trying to call nobody no bitches, no motherfuckers. We just, hey, I mean, we grown, shit. We can get our point across, and she got our point across very respectable. So, shit, Miss Red is invited every motherfucking week if she want to come.
Oh, God, that she don't want.
And you know me, I love a good debate.
I tell you what, at least if she doesn't, let her be at her house, not mine.
Oh, well, shit, I mean, that's between you and her now. Like I said, shit, I love a good debate.
But,
and she,
you know what,
she
I'm
was,
not going to lie,
she,
man. First, when I was blowing up the phone from 9:30, because, you know, I had to get my pick. And then I'm calling and calling. Right when I'm about to hang up, I heard the music. I said, oh, you owe me 15 minutes, buddy. But you gave me
and
more than that, and I appreciate it.
And that's why we stayed over tonight, because, shit, like I said, I mean, you know what? Like I said, people do things, people act certain ways, but at the end of the day, shit, Sin City Radio gonna be Sin City Radio. SinCityRadio.com. We need, hey, why I got y'all on here? We need pictures and videos. I'm the only motherfucker that's posting pictures and videos. Now, once again, if you want to post a personal video, download Dropbox. Because, I mean, you know, we do have a legitimate website now. And you need a URL? So, download the Dropbox. You know what I'm saying? If you download Dropbox, that's the best place to do it. Download Dropbox. Put your video in the Dropbox. And there you go. You have your URL. Your URL. I cannot say those three letters together real fast if my life depended on it. So put your URL together. You know what I'm saying? Post videos. Post pics. Ms. Pimp. You do got the hottest pics on there with that snake, but you ain't posted nothing else.
I know. You know, I just haven't been feeling sexy lately.
Okay, well, shit. Let's get it going on. And Ligonstone, you too. Janine, you too. Poetry, you ain't even made a site. You ain't even made a page yet.
That's not true.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Now
well,
I might not put.
I don't see
what?
No pictures. Now
you
do know
one?
That we're not. You do know that we're not at SinCity.net anymore, right?
Oh, well, maybe that may be true then.
Right. We're at Sin City. We're at Sin City Radio. Let me get this right. SinCityRadioShow.com. That's our new site.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I don't got a picture of that then. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. SinCityRadioShow.com. That's our new site.
Hey, can I say something real quick that I just thought about when you said that about the pictures? Now, Josh, Josh used to talk to my daughter and wanted to marry my daughter at a young age. And I just realized that I posted those pictures because he said some little side comment to me about that picture. And it's only when you said it, I was like, hold on. This man has seen my goodies. And he commented about it. So now I'm like, wow. You know, the little youngster probably been feeling some type of way all this time, and now he's just seen the goods in real life. You know?
Well, that's between you and Big Josh now. I have nothing to do with that. Now, you the brought your son-in-law on here. I have
She's like,
nothing to do
me, I have seen.
I've seen the light.
Like, oh, what is it you said? A picture? I'm like, I'll be damned. This boy is seeing the goods.
Well, hey.
That's the beef. I'm careful.
Right.
Miss Fog of his
father. Miss Fog of his father. The Lord of my shepherd, he knows what I want. Miss Fog of his father.
I love y'all. I swear I love all. All
right, look at so. You got any last words for us?
Yeah. Shit, if you quit parent bashing, period, because all you know is making it harder on yourself when your kids do grow up. And then outside of that, I'll be back tomorrow night. Sin City is the shit. So if anybody asks you, tell them Sin City, bitches.
That's what's up. I just shout out to my girl, Slick Mick. Slick Mick, we got fucked up. We got fucked up the other night. Hey, I was kicking it with my girl. We got fucked up, and then she talked shit about me. But I love her to death. So, now, SinCityRadio.com. Tell a friend.
SinCityRadio Show.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You been drinking? Have you been drinking?
Yes.
We might do you like Renee.
Yes, I want some fucked up shit tonight. But now, only because I was so aggravated that I did have more than I occasionally have. But yeah, I did get fucked up. SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Let's do this. Like I said, you can post videos, you can post pics. Like I said, all we gonna do is get bigger and better. I mean, like I said, we're in a process. We're in a slow process, but yeah, nevertheless, we getting this shit. Like I said, it's only gonna get bigger and better. Like I said, we got to. Hey, this summer we gonna have the hottest T-shirts ever. Oh my God, we finna have the hottest T-shirts ever. So once y'all see them T-shirts, y'all see that PayPal account. Shit, get to buying them T-shirts. SinCityRadioShow.com. Same bad time, same bad channel tomorrow, people. Love y'all. And I got to say, like I said, thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. Thank everybody that called in. We doing this shit tomorrow. Peace.